Barry Black is chaplain of the United States Senate and the former chief of Navy chaplains. Church leaders are working to reach congregants any way they can, especially during the holidays. A prime example is Pastor Jamal Harrison Bryant, who heads the Empowerment Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. With a mega membership of more than 10,000, Bryant is focused on serving the community and the youth. He joins us now from Baltimore. Pastor Bryant, good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
We just heard Pastor Barry Black, the Senate chaplain, talk about faith and ministry this holiday season in regard to the troops in Iraq and members of Congress, for example. What about in our own backyards? What issues and or challenges do you see as the most significant among members of your congregation during this time of year, and how are you reaching out to them?
I think it's very critical for us to consider that the highest alcohol consumption happens between Thanksgiving and New Year's. I think it's by no accident that the most ODs happen, overdoses of drugs happen during that same holiday season, as well as suicide. The very principle that has to be reiterated in every church, mosque, and synagogue is a message of hope. When you would consider Mary and Joseph have no adequate housing, have no health care, don't have a support mechanism, no family there with them, but all they're doing is holding on to a hope. And I think that that is really the word that has to permeate this country and even around the world, is even when the odds are stacked up against you, to find a grain of hope to hold on to.
We asked Chaplain Black this question, and I ask you as well. Do you sense that people are believing in the message of hope and peace despite what is going on in their lives?
I think that the church is serving as a beacon of hope when there seems to be so many dismal realities with the war, with the deficit, with politics going helter-skelter. I think that the church is psychotherapy. It is that cushion. It is the safety zone. It is the extended family. And so I think the church is more needed and more critical than any other time in history.
Pastor Bryant, you served as director of the NAACP's Youth and College Division some years ago. You're, in fact, in your mid-30s yourself, still quite young. What are younger people dealing with these days, and particularly what are they dealing with around this time of year?
At this time of year, they're looking for a sense of belonging, looking to be affirmed, looking to find what is their identity outside of material and tangible possessions. And it's so important that parents would make the investment into the life of children more than the lifestyle of children. It's no real benefit of giving a child $150 tennis shoes if they've got nowhere to go. And so I think that what the child wants more than a gift is that they want the asset of time.
Let me ask you as we close this, for those who are struggling, sick, depressed, or lonely this season, we've got less than a minute to go, what can we briefly offer them in terms of comfort and support?
I think the word of comfort is understanding that pain is always temporary and trouble always has a solution. So no matter what it is, know that it is not by accident that the holiday comes at the end of the year, so that the season of sorrow, loneliness, and isolation are only for a temporary assignment, and the new year marks a brand new beginning.
Pastor Bryant, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Jamal Harrison Bryant is the pastor of Empowerment Temple in Baltimore, Maryland.